This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Should be a great time. I think our kids are excited. We've had a really, really good week of practice, better than last week. If practice is any indication, I think our guys are locked in. We're ready to roll. So, questions?
What makes it a better week than last week's practice?
You know what? I kind of answered this on my radio show the other night. You know, just as you go through in what you did, and as a head coach, I try not to micromanage. Try to let offense, defense kind of do what they feel they need to do. Keep the guys healthy without getting guys banged up. You want to go into battle with your guys. And I just saw some things in some periods that I didn't like, and I knew I didn't like it, but I didn't say anything. And I blame, like I said, it starts with me. Just didn't like it. And, it's too early in the season to really go, oh, we can't get hurt. We got to make sure we got this guy, like all that stuff. Like, you got to play the game of football. And I feel like we did not play the game of football last week. Like I'd like. Now, we executed and did all those things, but the game is fast. And you can't go from Saturday playing a real game against fast people to, playing tag football during the week and then getting to Saturday and expect it to be fast and expect that bang. And there's going to be bang. So, like I said, I put it all on myself, Now, whether that had anything to do with it, I have no idea. We'll find out this week because there was none of that this week. I made that apparent last Sunday, it's my fault, with the coaches. It's my fault. I'd let it happen. So,
how do you prepare for an atmosphere like what you're going to experience Saturday? I know you can pipe in crowd noise and play John Denver 1,000 times, but how do you get them prepared for just everything from the moment the bus arrives at the stadium that they're going to face?
It's another game. The bus has got 18 wheels or whatever heck it's got. We're going to roll up into that stadium. We got about a 50-yard walk to get in the locker room. It's not a big deal, okay? And once the game starts, it's over, I think you guys think we hear everything, we see everything. Like, these guys, they got jobs to do. If they're looking around like this, they got issues. If they're hearing too much, they got problems. They better be locked into what they have to do, and that's about it. I mean, I don't hear anything that's going on. I mean, I'm so lasered in. When someone asked me a question the other day, I was like, I have no idea. Like, during the game, I'm locked in, I'm zoned in, I'm in a zone, and you just don't really, it doesn't really matter. As a fan, coming out of the tunnel, maybe you get hyped up. Like, after that, it's over. Really. I don't care if you're, up at Western Michigan going through the tunnel and people are, throwing stuff at you, or, we came out of there, there's people standing right next to me. I haven't been to a stadium where people are standing right next to me, the normal fans with a rope. So it doesn't matter what atmosphere you go in. It's all the same.
Now, what have you guys done to fix some of the pass pro issues?
We've had a better week of practice, Jeff. And again, have we fixed them? We'll find out. But like you know, everybody can talk about the pass pro. We can talk about the quarterback. We can talk about the receiver routes. We can talk about the defense. Like it is 22 guys. You know what we do to take care of the pass pro problems is run the ball. But you know what we do to take care of the running the ball part of it is we don't fall behind 20-7 or whatever the score was. When you fall behind, you're going to be passing it more. And, the defense is pinning their ears back and going. We can't let that happen. That's going to be the key to victory is running the football, being balanced 50-50, not letting them know that we're passing the football. And that corrects a lot, okay? When you smack them in the mouth and you're putting somebody on their back, that's what you need. When you're going backwards, you're going to continue to go backwards as in the pass set I'm talking. So, that's where it starts is running the football, like I always talk. And it starts with stopping the football or stopping the run. And defensively, we got to stop the run. We can't let what happened last week happen. And that hurt the offense. And you let them run the ball, you let them drive and score touchdowns, you hurt the offense, and they get in a different mode. And, that's not a good mode to get into for anybody.
I imagine there's been times where you've been a coach and you've seen something, but you've trusted your coach, your fellow coaches, and your players to handle, and it's been handled before. Is that one of the biggest margins of good and great coaching is knowing when to micromanage and when to trust your partners?
Kind of, but there's been times where I've thought it and then it worked out well. It was like, oh, that's good. We got through the week and we did it that way, and maybe we do it again next week. But it doesn't work that way. And again, I think, like I said, it's more of a when, like, what did we think? We arrived after Wofford that we're just going to protect everybody. Like, we didn't do anything yet, and I knew that, but I let it happen.
Speaking of running the football, thinking about the game that Rodney had against his team last year, is there any more motivation to give him the ball this time around?
Again, I'd like to hand the ball off 50 times, okay? And if it goes 50 times, he's going to have 25 carries, and he'll be exhausted after the night's over. We got to, we got to keep the run involved in our run game. Period. In the game, we can't get into a one dimensional. You turn into a one dimensional offense, I don't care who it is. We're licking our chops if a team's one dimensional. That's what happens.
I read a lot this week about the West Virginia offensive line. What have you seen from those guys?
They got 130 some starts. I mean, they're experienced. They're older guys. Their tight ends are all back. 87's a big dude from. I think LSU transfer, he's 6'7", looks like he's big, he's athletic. I mean, they got their front. I mean, they got what they want to run the football. I mean, and they ran the football on us last year, so it's going to be a great challenge for us. We'll find out. They're going to throw their now routes out there. They're going to have a lot of RPOs on the edge. And we're going to have to, when I say stop the run, we got to stop the runs and all the short throws that are going to come off of that. And that's what we practiced this week.
Pat, the offense has taken a little bit of time to get going in both of your games this season. How do you guys address that to make sure, there's not a three and out or a punt after that first series?
Well, we get going faster. It's been an emphasis this week. It was an emphasis last week. One of our keys to victory was start fast. We just didn't. So we can talk about it. We have to go out and operate it. Yeah, Chris.
Do you feel like you guys have go-to plays?
Oh, you're next.
Do you feel like you guys have go-to plays that can be, your start-fast plays yet, or is that something that's still in development right now?
I think it's still in development. We'll figure that out, but I think we're getting closer.
He's Chris, too, so,
True.
It worked.
True.
You mentioned West Virginia ran on you last year. The next week you came out, I think, held Tennessee to, 90 rushing yards or something like that. Is that an example of how you had that first game, you kind of saw where the holes were, you were able to repair it, and kind of what you're trying to do this week?
Yeah, if you remember me talking after last year's game, it wasn't that we were that bad. It was just like the first, it was coming out of camp and doing it, and probably like coming out of Wofford. We really didn't know. We could play slow, maybe still stop them. I think that's part of it. They'll be licking their chops based on the way they ran it and what they saw last weekend. So it'll be a great challenge for our defense.
After the Wofford game, you said you wanted to see Phil maybe run more, and he said, following Cincinnati, that he thinks he could do more in the run game. Do you still want him to be running a little bit more?
Yeah, I want him to do it when it's right, And it's, we talked about that one scramble where he took a hit going to his left, and he was up in there. I can't believe he held onto the ball. It's a heck of a play. It's a strong man. But I wish he would have, taken off and run that one, but he didn't have the angle Coach Cignetti thought. So there's all those. He's got to make that decision. If we tell him to run, there's times he should be thrown at. I mean, he's made some unbelievable passes in that game, too. I mean, some of those touchdown passes was like, whoa, well, those are some big-time throws. But we're going to focus on the things he could have done better. And again, as we know, it wasn't on him.
Thank you.
But on the note of Phil, I mean, do you think that his experience and having been around the block gives you guys a little bit of an advantage when you consider all the circumstances, you know, coming off a loss, playing on the road against a rival? Does that experience give you guys a little bit of an edge here?
You know, I don't know if it gives you an edge, but, you know, you feel comfortable with it. I know who Phil is as a person. I know what kind of, you know, I know what's in his heart. I know who he is, and that's the thing I feel comfortable about. So he's got to go out and do it on the road. I know he loves to play. He's been excited all week about playing on the road, and he loves that atmosphere, which I think a lot of our kids do. I mean, they're excited.
What are the keys that your defensive front has to watch for that their offensive line likes to do to try to, you know, control the line of scrimmage?
You know, it's not keys. It's really just playing our game. We got to play with leverage. We got to attack. You know, we got to attack them up front. We got to get penetration and cause havoc in the backfield. I think that's the main thing. Our linebackers got to get downhill, and they got to all be on the same key. So, you know, that's what's important about that. Do your job. Everybody's got to do their job.
Pat, this game last year kind of was the moment where MJ really burst on the scene. How have you seen him maybe change or develop as a person, as a player, since his big moment from the brawl last year?
You know, that moment is, you know, long, long, long past. You know, we've been watching that in 20 years ago, and that was a great play. But, you know, nobody cares what happened in 2022. I could give a darn. I can tell you that. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, you can go from hero to zero real quick, okay? You know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it was a great play. You know, he was flying down the sideline, but it's over with. That was a year ago. Like, you know, we're not looking back. We're looking forward.
What about since the time he got here, though? How has he grown just as a player into playing corner and being
Yeah, I mean, he's become, you know, confident. I don't know if he came to Pittsburgh as confident as he is, but just, you know, working every day with Coach Collins and Coach Sanders in the secondary, he's become a much more confident player. He pays attention to the details. He does the little things right. He's a really good cover corner that we hope makes another play on the ball.
What, a couple more before we wrap up?
Pat, are you worried about Green as a passer?
You know what? Anybody that drops back there, you worry about passers. I mean, if I had to say which one do we have to stop, we better stop his run and all his RPOs off of that run, which that's included in there. So we better be on him. But, you know, his ability to run, if you put on a little Green highlight tape, running counter and slipping through tiny little holes this big, he's got great vision for a quarterback. He's like a running back that's taking a snap. It's Wildcat. He's really, really good. I haven't seen a lot of quarterbacks as nifty as he is in the, you know, called run game. And then he'll scramble. You know, he likes to scramble to the right, to the left. He'll scramble everywhere.
Speaking of the secondary, Donovan McMillan stepped up last week against Cincinnati. What do you like out of his game so far this season? Do you expect him to do the same against Westbrook?
I do. He's had a, you know, another good week. I think he just continues to get more confident in what we're doing, how he's doing it. He's practiced well. He's fixed things that we wanted fixed since August started and really back to spring ball. So he's just become more confident. And I'd like to say he's a gamer, too. When he gets out there, he's playing ball. I mean, he enjoys it, and it's really good to see.
You looking forward to Bostic's pregame speech?
I don't know. I've heard some Bostic pregame speeches. I don't know. I'll share something with you afterwards.
That's a good confidence for
Bostic. Bostic will do a great job. He'll do a great job. I know how he is. He's intense. I'm looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.